going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out. There, as I sit here, just I don't know, like 20, 30 feet away from the Schuylkill, as the midday show going to be at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta today. I've never been to a rowing regatta. This is actually pretty cool. But I sit here today, we're getting ready for a show, and I've got the Phillies on my mind along with the Eagles schedule. Aaron Nola, of course, a couple nights ago, blasted by the St. Louis Cardinals. We talked about it on the show yesterday. But the more I think about this, the more I truly believe we have ourselves a situation here that if Aaron Nola doesn't figure it out, he can't be in the rotation for very much longer. Let's dive into it. The Nola situation. How bad is this? What do the Phillies do? And, you know, the specter, the backdrop of this is there's still, you know, 5 years left on this contract after this. And Aaron Nola's going through one of the worst stretches of his entire career right now and does not look like the kind of pitcher that you want to have on a major league mound right now. I mean, he just does not. He looks like one of the five worst pitchers in Major League Baseball. All right, let's roll through some of the numbers. They're nasty. I mean, they are rough. 1-7 for Aaron Nola so far this season. A 6.16 ERA. The Phillies have 18 losses this season. 7 of them are tagged to Aaron Nola. He allowed 9 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. And if you go back and look now, Taijuan Walker in his first 9 starts last year compared to Aaron Nola in his first 9 starts this year, which is, you know, it's a pretty good sample. I mean, it's not 2 or 3 starts. It's not 4 or 5 starts. It's 9 starts. And you remember how we felt about Taijuan after 9 starts last year, how bad it was. You got to get him out of the rotation. This is untenable, all that kind of stuff. Well, Aaron Nola's ERA is 6.16 through 9 starts. Taijuan Walker's ERA through 9 starts last year was 5.33. Aaron Nola's allowed 59 hits. Taijuan Walker allowed 53 hits. They both pitched about 49 innings. One of them was a 49 2/3, one a 49. But basically, same amount of innings. More hits for Nola. More runs for Nola. ERA almost a run higher for Nola. It's bad. And I know there's probably a temptation for you or for the Phillies to say, look, it's Aaron Nola. He's one of the more consistent pitchers in baseball. Volume, starts, every fifth day, all that kind of stuff is where he shines. That's what he does. That's who he is. Like that's the temptation, and I understand that, to just say, okay, he's going to be fine. He's going to figure it out. Let's keep rolling him out there. And in a different year, if the Phillies had very little in terms of their ability to fill a rotation spot, and there's been years where Aaron Nola's in, or Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler is in, you know, if that was the case, then you just got to cross your fingers and you have to hope. That's not the case right now. The Phillies are blessed with outstanding starting pitching depth. Outstanding. They moved Taiwan Walker's ERA was in the twos from the rotation to the bullpen to welcome back Ranger Suarez. Now they're at a five-man rotation with Nola. So coming up, I would say in a month to a month and a half, it's going to be clear to everyone that Andrew Painter's ready. Pitched last night at AAA, not dominant, but good enough. And it was a road game. So he's kind of experiencing the whole gamut now of being a starting pitcher as a pro. So a month, month and a half from now, Andrew Painter's ready. Let's say Aaron Nola's still pitching like this. Even if it's a little better, his ERA's in the fives, mid-fives. I don't know how the Phillies keep him in the rotation. I don't know how they do that. And there's different options they have here. One that could give Nola a lifeline, if you will, is if the Phillies went to a legitimate six-man rotation. They took what they have now. They added Andrew Painter in. It's a way to back off at Painter's innings. It's just going to be less starts, less turns through the rotation for the rest of this season. It also could give a little extra rest to Aaron Nola. Perhaps that helps him out. A little extra rest to Jesus Luzardo. We know has never really thrown 200 innings in the major leagues and had a back issue last year. There's a lot of pros. The Dodgers do this often to go into that six-man rotation. I think there's a lot of logic to that. But the Phillies have resisted doing that, you know, other than maybe saying they'll do it in a spurt or if they have a stretch of 20 straight games in 20 days or whatever. They don't seem like they want to do that. Okay. So if they don't want to do that, and plus we know that Zach Wheeler historically has not loved the idea of a six-man rotation. So if the Phillies don't want to go to a six-man rotation and they want to stay five, well, how the heck are they going to go five, adding Painter in and not subtracting Nola? And the, you know, you could say, well, Joe, they'll just subtract Ranger Suarez, so you wanted to put in the bullpen anyway. I did. But right now today, just based on his last start in Cleveland, Ranger looks like he turned himself and he kind of got going a little bit here. He struggled a lot in his first start against Arizona. He pitched really well against the Cleveland Guardians last week. Now, this may come down to over the next month, who pitches better, Ranger or Nola? You also have to throw the backdrop in there of who you think would be a more effective relief pitcher. And I've never thought Aaron Nola would be a relief pitcher. He is a every fifth day routine guy. And if he's going to be a relief pitcher, he's probably got to be a legitimate, no doubt about it, long man, not a guy that could be a leverage guy. So really, it dictates and mitigates how you're going to use him, how you're going to use your bullpen. There's all that factored in. I can't worry about all that, though. What I have to worry about right now is Aaron Nola and his participation once every fifth day. Because if Aaron Nola continues to pitch like this, he could pitch the Phillies out of the playoffs. That's how bad he's been, and that's how bad this is. And they're in a league right now where there's going to be a good team or two. There's going to be an upper 80s win team or two that misses the postseason. It's going to happen. I still believe the Mets are the best team in the NL East. I believe the Phillies will be in the wild card conversation. The Padres look to me like a playoff team. The Dodgers will be a playoff team. So that if you're going to be in the playoff conversation, and we already are counting a wild card team, right? That means you got to fight against the Braves, and you got to fight against the Giants, and you got to fight against the Cardinals, and you got to, I mean, whoever else is going to be in the mix, the Diamondbacks. It's a lot of teams. And then you throw the Phillies in that mix. And only two of these teams I just mentioned are going to make the playoffs. So you can't just dilly-dally around, get 87 wins, and think you're going to be there. It doesn't work like that. I think Arizona's going to be there in the end. I think the Padres will be there in the end. That leaves one spot for the Phillies, the Braves, the Giants, the Cardinals, if this is for real. I still think the Reds, with their pitching, are going to turn things back around and win some games. So you add all this in, and you can't just give games away. So I'm not sitting here saying I want Aaron Nola in the bullpen. I'm excited what he could do as a reliever. I just know this. When Painter arrives, I can't just keep Nola in the rotation because I don't know what to do with him. Heck, give him a phantom IL stint. I don't know what. Put him in Siberia. You know, we had a caller yesterday on the midday show say, send him to AAA. I mean, that's not going to happen. He's too obviously tenured in Major League Baseball, he'd have to accept an assignment. I mean, that'd be a slap in the face. I think the phantom IL stint is way more of a likely outcome for Aaron Nola than anything else. But I don't know. There's not a right answer here. I just know it feels like an impossible situation for the Phillies to just accept. They can't accept the pitcher he is right now and let him continue to pitch. Now, the good news is, Aaron Nola has been around long enough, is good enough, is smart enough, that you would think he can fix some of these issues. But right now, he can't put anybody away. I mean, there were so many hits the other night with two strikes, so many hits. It's wild. And you look at some of the numbers, and the last time we saw this, I mean, you got to go back to like 05-06 John Lieber, you know, getting rocked. This is rare in Phillies history to see a guy get this beat up for this long and continue to take starts. Because, you know, typically, your run-of-the-mill pitcher pitches like this for a month and a half, he's removed from the rotation. Like, there's a standard. I remember using that word back in 2020 with Carson Wentz, ironically, because I thought Carson Wentz was playing so bad, so poorly, the first month or so of the season. That's when I first started saying, if he continues to play like this, Jalen Hurts needs to get an opportunity to play. And that was Jalen Hurts' rookie year. We barely knew anything about him, pandemic season. And I got a lot of pushback, like, you can't do that. Carson Wentz has track record, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. There is a standard of play to get on the field as an NFL starting quarterback. There's a standard. And if you're below that standard, and there's obviously deviations throughout the standard, right? There's the top level of the Mahomeses or whatever, and then there's the passable level, and then there's the slightly below average, and then there's the well below average, and then there's unplayable. And Wentz was on the bordering between well below average and unplayable. And my point was, there's only so long, I don't care what your name is, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you've done, I don't care what your contract is, where if you're unplayable, the team owes it to themselves, they owe it to the rest of the locker room, they owe it to the fan base to get you off the field. And ultimately, Wentz played himself there for 3 months and had to come off the field. I mean, they had no choice. They had to pull him in the game in Green Bay, and Hurts took over, and away we went, and Eagles history was changed forever. And I'm not saying we're there yet with Aaron Nola, but I'm saying he's pitching that way. If Aaron Nola carries an ERA over 6 for another month plus, we get to July 4th, and they're calling up Andrew Painter, this isn't going to be hard. Like, we could pretend it's going to be hard because we have a history with Aaron Nola, and he has 5 years left on his contract. I don't care. I mean, and the Phillies can't care either, because there is a standard, and he's below that standard. You just don't see many pitchers in Major League Baseball get 30 starts, get 25-plus starts in a season with ERAs over 6. You do not, because the team eventually has to pull the plug and say, we can't do this. I mean, this guy's killing us. I mean, this guy is pitching so poorly right now, we really can't compete in the games he's in. Like, again, like, you want to go back to the standard and the deviations, there's the different standards. There's the guys with the ERAs in the 2s. I mean, once in a while, you get a guy in the 1s for a while, but that's very rare to finish a season under 2. So you get the top-line guys in the ERAs are in the 2s. Top-line, Cy Young votes, all that. Then you get the guys in the 3s, and there's different variations of that. Low 3s compared to high 3s. But the 3s, you know, you've earned that baseball every fifth day, and you're giving your team a good chance every fifth day. Boom. And then there's the guys with the ERAs in the 4s. And those guys are more okay, average, good some days, not good other days, but overall pretty average. And they keep you in the game. And you can look for an upgrade, but you're probably going to just accept what they are, especially if they're under contract. And then you get the guys in the 5s. And those guys you're actively trying to replace and look for someone better and, you know, change it out. If you're in the 6s, you're horrendous and you can't pitch anymore. And that's where Aaron Nola resides right now. He is in decline. He's not the pitcher he was a few years ago. If you look at his numbers since the moment the pitch clock came in, I thought he peaked in 2022. He was great. 8-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Great in the postseason. Since 2023 with the integration of the pitch clock, 2024. And now he's pitched to an over 4 ERA. His adjusted ERA is below average. This is what he is right now. There's a comp of James Shields, who threw a lot of innings, a lot of 200 innings, really good pitcher for a while, and then eventually just hit a wall and was nothing but a junk ball for the rest of his career. Hope we're not fully there with Aaron Nola, but not looking great.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Phillies are about, I'd say, 6 weeks from having to make a very, very hard decision on a player that they have gotten a lot out of over the years, that they rewarded with a $172 million contract, and that they, I think, assumed could transition from top-line guy, I'd say a very high-end number two starter if you go back to 2022 and at his best, to hopefully be a three or a four for the bulk of this contract. Well, we're 2 years into the contract, and right now, he's a five bordering on a seven. And that's a problem. And they got to figure that out. And hopefully, you know, maybe they send him back to the lab. Maybe it's an injury stint. Maybe it's just a bad year and they bounce back. I'm not saying his career is over. I think Aaron Nola will pitch good baseball again. I think Aaron Nola will help the Phillies again. I think Aaron Nola will take down a lot of starts for the Phillies still in this uniform. But for this year, with the starting pitching depth they've accrued, with Painter arriving, with McAble coming up, you know, or at least pushing his way through the minor league system, with Ranger back, with Taijuan throwing the way he is, they can't just ride it out with Nola with a 6 year A the entire season. You may say, Joe, he can't pitch out of the bullpen. I say then send them to Clearwater and tell them to just collect the check and work out for 6 months. I don't know what you want to tell you. I don't have the answer. I just know the answer can't be Aaron Nola just gets to pitch because he's Aaron Nola. That can't be it. So there's got to be a better plan. And I'd say the clock is ticking on Aaron Nola and his time in the Phillies rotation. Totally and completely ticking. All right, hopefully it's a great weekend for the Phillies as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm not quite sure why it's the Pirates on rivalry weekend, but it is. Enjoy Phillies Pirates this weekend. A lot more to discuss on the Midday Show next week. I think that tush push conversation is coming back because it sounds like the NFL is going to bring that vote back. So we got ourselves a lot to discuss. WIP Daily. Tomorrow I will be at the Eagles Autism Challenge, walking the 5K for an incredible cause. I've tweeted out and put in my newsletter a bunch of times how you can donate to my page. If you are interested and you can't find those, just send me something direct, email, direct message, anywhere. You'll be able to find me when you search, and I'll give you the link to donate. I really appreciate that, and it goes to a great cause. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed. 94 WIP. Check it out there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.